And we're back here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, and Coach Philip Shadowins joins us here for his segment. A tough loss last night, Coach. Siegel scored some points on you, 42-7 the final, but I guess we have to go with an old cliche, and I hate to do it, but it's like winning in the trenches kind of thing, and your thoughts on that?
No comment. I said I was going to say that on the air.
I know you did, and I was expecting it.
They played good. And I thought – actually, I thought early on our defense did some good things, stopped them two out of the first three possessions, and I was relatively pleased. I mean, disappointed with the one drive, but offensively we did – you know, we turned the ball over and did so many bad things. I thought we just, you know, shot ourselves in the foot over and over again, give them credit for those things. But then the ball got to roll in the wrong direction and kind of snowballed on us. And we didn't compete very well.
You know, you had talked to me about turnovers and that kind of thing. That was some part of your concern early in the year, even through winning. How much of a factor did that play last night in the game?
I thought it played a pretty big factor. They were up, they're up 7-0. And we respond to their score by driving down the field. And I think we end up throwing a little tunnel screen and fumbling the ball on their 25, something like that. Come back and they're up 14-0. If I'm remembering all this right, I mean, I've watched the video, but it's kind of, I watched it too much. It's kind of all running together. But then we respond back and we kind of get down the field a little bit. Then we throw an interception. Just throw one up for grabs, an interception. I mean, one you can't do. And the wheels just come off. So now they're up 21-0. We'll respond back and score. It's 21-7. Get a stop. We actually turn the ball over. We make a play on defense, and Mosier steps in and puts his hat on the ball. Did something good. We get the ball back. Get a first down. Throw a little stutter go route, and gets picked. And then we multiply that. They call a late hit on us. And then one of our kids must have said something. He didn't explain that. I don't know who it was even, but. And so instead of getting the ball on the 30-yard line or 35, they get the ball like on the 7 or 8 or whatever it was. I'm looking at Krieger because I think he probably knows more about where they got it than I do. But, and you give them a score up before the half. I mean, you know, you can go in 21-7 or you can go in 28-7. It's a major difference between the two. But, you know, two of those are directly related to turnovers. It can't happen, you know. And the second turnover was not just – it wasn't really the quarterback. We threw a stutter go and it was probably pass interference, but at the same time, our 6'4" receiver's got to find a way to knock it down at least, you know. And he didn't do that last. You know, he didn't do that. I think I thought Quindell played well offensively last night at times, but you know, he's got to find a way to knock that down regardless of what's happening to him, because he's a strong physical kid. So, but we let him. In hindsight, I wish he would have called a run and ran out the half. You know, he had 1:10 left, but you know, unfortunately, you don't get to undo what you do. So, but then we gave him that score up before half, and I thought that kind of took some steam out of us, which is inexcusable, because when you play, the game is scheduled for 48 minutes, and my expectations are you're going to play all 48, regardless of score, regardless of how many things went wrong, regardless of how bad you think the officials are, regardless of how bad you don't like the coach. I mean, regardless of any of those things, you know, we can always find reasons not to do things, but I'm looking for guys that's going to find reasons to do things. I mean, you know, we can always find excuses. I mean, I can, you can, we all can in life. We all can in football. It's all the same. But I'm looking, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that kind of human being. I don't want our kids to be those kind of humans. I mean, we got to find ways to overcome, find ways to, you know, deal with adversity and all that kind of stuff. And I thought last night that I saw some fight in our kids, but I thought at the second half I didn't see as much as I wanted to. And, you know, we'll address that in practice this week. And, you know, I told him last night, you know, football reveals character, you know, and some of the things we ask our kids to do are going to reveal character. And I think that perhaps last night some kids got revealed that their character's not where it needs to be. And I've been there as a human being, and I'm not talking about football necessarily. I'm talking about this life. But I think football does reveal some character, and I think some kids have figured out maybe after last night that there's some things they got to change about themselves, and as far as being a teammate and being a kid that you work hard in practice, or a kid that cleans the locker room, or the, you know, whatever the case may be, and you know, we're going to start with doing the little things right and getting as coaches holding kids maybe more accountable to do exactly what they're supposed to do. And I'm talking about off the field more than I am on the field, to be honest with you. And because I want kids that have the kind of character that no matter what's going on, they're going to compete. And I've got a group of kids that I love and I think are great kids, and for the most part. But I didn't like some things that I've seen in the last week. I kind of sensed this coming, to be honest with you. Now, I didn't sense 42-7 or whatever, but I didn't feel like we were in the spot we need to be in mentally. We're a little entitled at times, or we act like we are. And so, with all those things said, we'll fix it. We have the kind of kids that I think that will listen, and that'll make changes where it needs to be made, and we'll respond back, and it'll be a sunnier day next week.
Well, I've known you for a while, and I know you pride yourself on working hard and fighting through adversity. And I guess they let frustration overcome them last night. And I know they're 17, 16, 17, 15-year-old kids, but that's the part that you really have to work. Did it open some eyes, I guess, maybe for some of them?
I think it did. I try to tell them it's never as good as it seems. And I've also told them the first 2 weeks it's never as bad as it seems. It's never as good as it seems. You know, we had good times. We won 2 ball games, you know, relatively easy, even though we didn't do things right a lot of times. But, you know, you start feeling really good about yourself. And I told them the last 2 weeks, guys, things are never as good as they seems. And I told them after last night, things are never as bad as they seems.
That's,
you know,
right.
I mean, you know, it's always somewhere in between. And, I mean, you know, you get a false sense of security sometimes. Now, as coaches, we didn't. We really evaluated hard the last 2 weeks, because I think I've learned that over all the years, you know, that you never can rest on what you, where you think you are. I mean, you got to really evaluate the video, probably more after wins sometimes than you do after losses. And I'll do the same thing this week. I mean, you know, we've already studied video as coaches. We had a staff meeting last night, and we'll have one again this morning. And, you know, we're going to be fine. We got some kids that are competitors, and we got some other kids that have got to figure out if they're going to be what it takes to be a competitor. But we'll find the answers.
You know, you get in a game like that, and things start to snowball, then you wind up playing catch up. I mean, then that's when things, I guess, if you're going to say go bad, you maybe come out of your game a little bit. Did some of that happen as well in the second half?
Probably did at some points, but really the turnovers were a major difference in the game. But really, more of a difference than that was the fact that up front they dominated the game. You know, we couldn't run the ball very effectively, and I thought our backs somewhat tried to run hard, but there wasn't much there. You know, they kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. And then I don't know, I didn't like the way we competed a few times along the way too, you know. And then the game does change, you get behind, and I'm not one of those that says, okay, well, let's run the ball a whole bunch, you know, when you're behind so the score don't get even worse. I'm not one of those kind of guys. I mean, we're gonna throw it around and take our medicine. I mean, we're not gonna, you know, just say okay.
Can't come back if you don't, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not gonna do that. So yeah, we had to change some things, and I don't know. I mean, I found some kids that were competitors last night. You know, I found some kids that kept fighting to the end. And you know, then I found some kids that kind of threw in the towel before the thing was over. And that's some foreign concept I don't understand. Because when we're competing, we're going to compete. And when the game's over, we'll go shake hands and all that kind of stuff. But that's what I want to see more of. And we will. I think our kids learned a valuable lesson last night. And if we didn't, we're not very smart. I mean, you know. You learn lessons. I mean, you know, and sometimes you learn more when you lose than when you win. I don't necessarily believe in that philosophy, but I think you got to learn both ways. I mean, it may be easier to listen when you lose. You know, I mean, maybe it may bring some kids back to where they start hanging on what you're saying instead of thinking they got the answers, maybe. But we hadn't really had too many of those problems on our football team. And we got a good group of kids. We just got to we've got to decide if we're going to be all in or all out, because there's no in between in a game like football, where your practice is so demanding and your time is so demanded of, and then you got to do what's right in school and, you know, all those kind of things. I mean, either you got to be all in or all out. You can't be sort of kind of committed, you know. And I think we've had some fringe kids that have, you know, that haven't decided, you know, or think they have, but they don't really know what commitment is. Maybe, I mean, that's part of growing up. You know, it's part of immaturity.
Yeah, I think you made a great point too, Coach, when you said that you could almost feel it. And as a coach, what when you say that, is it the way the practices are going, or just the mood of, because I know you're really involved with kids in the building as well. I mean, you're not just a football coach and they're, you know, come out and play, but you're involved in everything, part of their life really. And do you sense it, like, even just away from the field and like in the hallways and that kind of thing?
I just had a sense that we had a few guys that are key guys, you know, athletically, players for us, that, and they try, they, first of all, kids think they can fool you, you know, but when you get old like you and me.
Yeah, I'm older, thank you, yeah.
it's a little harder to, they think, and sometimes you even let them think that they got you fooled. But you know that you make, but you understand what's going on, and they haven't got anybody fooled. You know, you know, I've had kids say, well, how'd you know that, you know, about different things, and, you know, over the last few years, and, well, because I've been around kids all my life. You know, I've been doing this for 25 years. And I just I had a sense that our guys are beginning to develop this attitude of entitlement. You know, and there's only one way to realize that, hey, that don't work. And sometimes that is getting your teeth beat in. You know, I mean, not physically. I mean, you know.
Right,
I don't want any activists calling me or something. well, I really don't care about that stuff anyway. But you know what I'm talking about. I think that sense got knocked out of us a little bit last night, you know, and if our kids respond like I think they will, which I'm pretty sure they will, then they'll understand that, yeah, we got a little prima donna acting, or like we're entitled to this and entitled to that, and it's okay if I go to class a minute late, and it's okay, you know, I mean, it's okay if I go out with, last night we go out to warm up, and, you know, two of our kids that are starters on both sides of the ball are a minute late to coming out the door. You think, well, that don't have anything to do with winning and losing. Well, maybe it doesn't. I think it does, because you're entitled to come out a minute late. And what I should have done is went off at that point, you know, or benched them for the first quarter or whatever, because we had some excuse why we came out late. You know, we were finishing getting taped or ankle taped. Well, that's supposed to be done way beforehand. I mean, and all those things, all those little things, what I told our kids last night, all those little things transfer from in the locker room or in the school building or whatever, or out on your own on Friday and Saturday nights or whatever, all those things transfer to the field. You know, they really do. And people think that's a little bit over analysis on your part. Well, you know, maybe it is, but in my 25 years, I found that relates. It all correlates together somehow. We have to be better at the little things, is what I'm trying to tell you. And I'm not talking about just football. I'm really talking about just a little bit of football, and I'm more about just all the other silly things that you have to do that some people think are silly, and sometimes I think they are too, but yet that's what we're asked to do, so therefore we must do it. And I think maybe it's called submitting.
Right.
You know, to be honest with you, it's called submitting to authority, you know, as humans.
It's part of your job as a teacher. I mean, you know, we're both teachers, and that's something that sometimes – You're wearing two hats, but you're really not. Does that make sense? You're wearing two hats, but you're not. Okay, well, I'm being philosophical too. That's scary.
This was a coaching show when it started, but now
yes,
it is. Now it's something else.
Yeah,
that's okay though. But I think that's all. Our real job is about coaching life. I mean, you know,
right.
And that's truly what I really think. But the bottom line is, it's, we have to, and I don't mean some crazy kind of submission, but we all have to submit to authority, and we all have authority, whether it's, you know, our spouses at home that we submit to one another, or whether it's your boss, and everybody has one of those, even if you own your own business, somebody, you know, IRS or somebody's
boss, above you, yeah.
Somebody's above you, you know, and we all have to learn that. I think to be first, you got to put yourself last, and that's what God says, and that's what I believe, but we also have to serve, you know, and sometimes we think we're so good as humans, especially young people think this, but sometimes I do as a 45-year-old adult. We think we're so good that we're above certain things. You know,
it's all about society as well. I mean, we are getting philosophical.
But I think that's all part of what we got to learn, you know, and I think we learn that through this game. That's a great thing about football. I think we can learn those things and teach those lessons better than anybody else can. Not because we're better at teaching them, but because what we do for a living, you know, whether it's a principal like yourself, which is the same role, I mean, at least that's what it's supposed to be. You know, sometimes we get caught up in that paperwork nowadays,
right,
but
go.
I mean, but
yeah.
But it's the same role. I mean, that's really our job. I mean, your job as the head of your school is to really to serve your teachers and serve your students. It's not to be the boss. I mean, everybody knows you're the principal, right? Everybody knows I'm the head football coach. It's my job to serve those kids and serve my staff. And it's your job as that as a principal. And but it's our kids' job to serve one another. And they don't get it. You know, they're kids. They don't get it. But we have to learn. We have to first start by submitting to the coach, the assistant coach at your position, the teacher in the classroom, you know, parents at home. And once we learn that, that really I've got to submit and I've got to have a subservient attitude towards whatever you need, coach. Okay, it's my turn to clean the locker room, then I'll be the last one to leave. Not, I'm going to find a way to get out of it. You know, it's my turn to pick up the stuff on the field. Well, okay, I'm going to find a way. That's all part of submission that we all have to be willing to do. And if we'll have that kind of attitude towards one another as teammates and toward and as humans, number one, it'll make our football team much better. And number two, it'll be a lesson that'll carry you through the rest of your life. And that's what I hope we can, you know, can get accomplished through this. And that sounds like, wow, coach, you went off the deep end, you know, and then people are going to start calling, you know, I may have a doctor at the field house when I get there with, you know, the straitjacket or something. But I really think all those things have a great effect on our football team. And I want us all, and I told them last night, you know, including our coaches, I want us all to be better at doing those little things and serving others and being, you know, and submitting to doing whatever it takes to be successful. And if we'll do that, then we'll get this thing rolling back in the right direction in a hurry.
Well, you go to Signal Mountain, and well, that's an interesting matchup, coach. I mean, because they're not the same division, but they're really, really, really good. And have been for quite a while.
You know, 2 years ago they won a state championship in whatever it was, 4A, I guess. I think. I don't even know, honestly. We were just searching for games. You know, we were desperate when we scheduled them. Last year they scored 35 points on us, and after the first possession scored every possession they had the ball until the start of the fourth quarter. I think we ended up scoring 72 against them. You know, they couldn't tackle Octavius, you know, and couldn't tackle a lot of our kids last year. This year they are not as talented. They are very talented. Their quarterback is going to Kentucky, and, I mean, you know, they're very talented. But they've had some bad things happen early. I think some kids were in trouble, suspended, whatever. I mean, they won last night, but they lost the first two contests without some of their kids, I believe. So we'll see a better team than – because those kids are back.
Right.
You know, so we'll see a very, very good team, and we'll see a very physically strong team. Anybody knows Bill Price knows they eat weights. I mean, that's what he believes in. They work out on game days. I mean, they work out 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. Every place he's ever been, their kids have been as strong as any team around. So you know that. And they got a quarterback that can will and deal. I mean, there's a reason why Kentucky offered him a scholarship as a quarterback. You know, it's because he's pretty good. And so, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, we went to Chattanooga in the, in fall camp just so we could get used to making that trip up to the mountain, you know, because we'll be going there too out of the next 3 weeks, you know. We got Signal, then we got Oakland on the Thursday, then we got Bradley Central on the following week. So we'll be going to Chattanooga 2 out of 3 weeks here. So it'll be a different schedule for our kids. We play at 6 o'clock our time, which is 7 theirs, of course, but at 6 o'clock our time. So none of that stuff matters. We get to play 48 minutes next Friday night, and that's all that matters as far as when it comes to our football team. We're going to get refocused. We're going to get some things fixed. We're going to handle the little things much better than we have been. And when we do all those things, we'll have a nice bus ride home from Chattanooga, and certainly that's my expectation, and that's what I feel like our kids will expect. And sometimes it's good to get smacked back to reality, and it's embarrassing. It's all those things, and our kids were that last night. But, you know, it is what it is, and that's how it looks. I mean, you know, what you put on the field is how we've coached it. You know, it's how you've practiced. I mean, we can all take responsibility in that product and learn from it and say, okay, now – throw that away, learn the lessons, throw the rest of it away, and then here we go back to work again.
Well, as they say, one game does not make a season. And
I've lost a lot worse before.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I've been doing this long.
Coach, I don't know. I don't know that you know. I don't, I'm not – I go there, but you've won a lot of games too. Yeah. So, you know, that's
– I have gotten beaten worse, though. I mean, you know, as a head coach, we have lost worse.
Well, I will say this about you. You're always the same, win or lose, you know, when you come on the show. And
I got to get – I have to be this way. If not, my wife even takes it worse than I do. You
does
know?
She say – does she say be mercy. Nice to the radio guys?
No, but she takes it worse. Everybody worries about her on the weekend after we lose the game. I'd be worrying about me.
She does get into it now. She does.
Yeah, she does.
She's a good supporter.
I am absolutely blessed with a wife and kids that love it as much as I do. So that's a blessing.
Well, good luck with Signal Mountain next week. I know you're going to get things fixed, and you know, I wish people caught a little bit of that conversation, because it really is more about football, and I think we kind of stressed on that. Didn't mean to, but we did, didn't we?
We did, and I said when I was eating breakfast over, you interrupt my breakfast trying to get on the radio. I said I was going to have no comment the whole day, and instead we got philosophical. But that's okay. That's part of it. And It's a great game to teach life lessons, and so we'll learn from this and go forward.
2-1. Good luck next week.
Thanks, brother.
Coach Philip Shadowins, the head coach of the Blackman Blaze. And when we come back, Brian Barrett's going to be speaking with Greg Wyatt of the Seagull Stars as we continue. Good. Take care of that leg there, Coach. At the Prentice Sauce Opinion Air Coach's Corner continues from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where Ricky Turner has got plenty of food, plenty of people in here. Come on and join us for breakfast.